While there's no confirmation that it tastes like chicken, kangaroo is being served in restaurants throughout Australia. And while kangaroos are showing up on an increasing number of menus, not everyone is salivating over the opportunity to dine on a national symbol. From Sydney, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Edna's Table is a trendy restaurant in downtown Sydney. The decor is typical avant-garde, indirect lighting, crisp white tablecloths, and waiters dressed in black. But the cuisine is strictly for what owner Janice Kirsch calls the adventurous palate. The menu includes emu tartare, crocodile bisque, and kangaroo filet. Kirsch has been serving kangaroo since 1993, when it was first legalized in Sydney. It's now her most popular dish.
It is very, very tender, extremely tender, and very healthy for you.
That's because kangaroo is a lean meat, low in cholesterol. Kirsch's brother Ray is the restaurant's head chef. He says the best way to cook a kangaroo is lightly grilled, with only a touch of flavoring, and never, ever overcook it.
It needs to be rare. Once you get into well done, it gets a bit chewy, you know, and a stronger flavor comes out.
Kangaroo meat is cropping up everywhere in Australia, from fine restaurants to barbecues, and its most popular use as pet food. In the past 5 years, exports of kangaroo meat have tripled, but this new growth industry does have its critics.
Kangaroos should be used as a tourist attraction and not to be eaten.
Marjorie Wilson is head of the Kangaroo Protection Co-op, a group that tries to keep the kangaroo off the dinner plate. She says eating one's own national symbol is in, well, poor taste.
This country is a wonderful country. It has plenty of food. It has wonderful wildlife that should be used for people to see. And I just can't see the necessity. I mean, I'm not telling people they shouldn't eat meat. I'm just saying they shouldn't eat kangaroo meat.
Animal rights groups occasionally hold protests trying to convince Australians to stop eating and exporting kangaroo meat. But what really gets to Australians is the Skippy factor. Skippy was a 1960s Australian television series about a young boy and his lovable pet kangaroo, an Australian version of Lassie. David Dale, a columnist for the Sydney Morning Herald, explains just what made Skippy so lovable.
He made this sound, which I don't actually think is native to the kangaroo. He went... And so you had the boy always would say, what's the matter, Skippy? And Skippy would go... Oh, I think, Dad, someone's in trouble. And off would Skippy and the boy go to rescue everybody.
Skippy is so ingrained in the Australian psyche, says Dale, that some people find it impossible to eat kangaroo meat.
While Skippy, when you eat him, actually tastes terrific, and, you know, low fat and high protein and all those things, the notion of this sweet little creature that's imbued in our consciousness from the age of, you know, five or something when we watch these TV shows, it is very difficult for Australians to get over that.
Skippy is the plague of all kangaroo manufacturing industry people. He's the great nightmare.
Restaurateur Kirsch says Skippy has done to kangaroo meat what Bambi did to venison. She points out that while kangaroos may be cute, they are not an endangered species. In Australia, there are more kangaroos than people. For farmers, they are a pest. For drivers, a road hazard. And, says Kirsch, native Australians, the Aborigines, have been eating kangaroo for centuries.
The Aboriginals eat kangaroo, and kangaroo is part of their sacred culture. So they're very sensible. They say, you might love something, but it doesn't mean that you can't eat it.
Judging by the crowds at Kirsch's restaurant, it appears many Australians agree. But there is one nagging question. If Australians can eat their national symbol, why don't American restaurants serve grilled bald eagle? Janice Kirsch has a simple answer for that.
That's because they don't taste good.
Eric Weiner, NPR News, Sydney.